Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Canada and the European Union swiftly hit back Wednesday at increased steel and aluminum tariffs imposed by U.S. President Donald Trump. Canada matched Trump's 25% increase on steel and aluminum and raised tariffs, that is, import taxes, on a slew of other U.S. goods. Canadian Finance Minister Dominic LeBlanc said on Canada's CTV News the country would not sit by while Trump attacks its steel and aluminum industries.
We will use every tool at our disposal to defend Canadian jobs and Canadian businesses and support workers through these challenging times.
Across the Atlantic, the European Union will raise tariffs on American beef, poultry, bourbon, motorcycles, peanut butter, and jeans. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is signaling that negotiations are continuing.
Obviously, like everybody else, I'm disappointed to see global tariffs in relation to steel and aluminium. But we will take a pragmatic approach. We are, as he knows, negotiating an economic deal which covers and will include tariffs if we succeed, but we will keep all options on the table.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on the U.S. resumption of military aid to Ukraine while awaiting Russia's answer to a ceasefire proposal.
It's up to Russia now.
President Trump says he hopes Moscow signs off on a proposal that could lead to the war ending. Secretary of State Marco Rubio would like to see Russia stop its attacks on Ukraine in coming days.
The fighting stops and the talking starts.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says it's important not to get ahead of things, and Russia needs more detailed information from the U.S. before making any decision. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky is also waiting for Moscow's answer, saying a 30-day ceasefire would allow both sides to work out a step-by-step plan for ending the war. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Israeli hostages recently released from Gaza are speaking out about the difficult conditions they were forced to endure during 16 months of captivity by U.S.-designated terror group Hamas. They say they were starved and the men were tortured. Many credit U.S. President Donald Trump for winning their freedom and hope his efforts will lead to the release of the remaining hostages soon. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Eli Sharabi was taken hostage from Kibbutz Be'eri near the border with Gaza on October 7, 2023. His brother, also taken hostage, was killed in captivity. Until he was released a month ago, Sharabi didn't know that his wife and two daughters were killed in their home by members of Hamas. Sharabi described being tortured in a recent interview on Israeli TV.
I remember not being able to fall asleep because of the pain. The ropes are already digging into your flesh, and every movement makes you want to scream. And there are moments you just pass out. You pass out, lose consciousness. You wake up after 2 or 3 hours, and the pain continues.
Sharabi was held captive for almost 500 days, mostly in underground tunnels. He survived on a few hundred calories a day, losing 40% of his body weight. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Pakistani security forces stormed a train on Wednesday that had been hijacked by separatist militants, killing all 33 attackers and ending a day-long standoff involving hundreds of hostages, according to the military. Reuters' Arthi Thayaparin.
The Baloch Liberation Army, or BLA, blew up a railway track and opened fire on the train as it was traveling through southwestern Pakistan. It was carrying over 400 passengers. Some passengers released by militants reunited with their families in Quetta earlier on Wednesday. A military spokesperson said 21 hostages and 4 security troops were killed over the course of the standoff. The BLA said before the army announcement that it had killed 50 passengers. The group had threatened to start executing hostages unless authorities met a 48-hour deadline for the release of political prisoners, activists, and missing people it says had been abducted by the military.
That's Reuters' Arthi Thayaparin. Angola says the government of Congo and the M23 rebel group will participate in peace talks next week. A statement Wednesday from the president's office said the parties will begin direct peace negotiations in the capital, Luanda. Angola has acted as a mediator in the decades-long conflict in eastern Congo, which escalated in late January when the rebels seized control of eastern Congo's biggest city of Goma. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stopped. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.